We are so honored to be joined today by actress and accomplished musician and producer, Jon Mapp. She is an animal advocate who has created a movement defending the endangered. And we are also joined by Katie Cleary, who runs her own successful nonprofit, Peace for Animals. And she has a documentary, Give Me Shelter, and World Animal News. Jon, you are really passionate about this, and you're working. I mean, you're acting, and you've got other things going on, but you created this defending the endangered anyway.
Yes, I've always been an animal lover my whole life, and this kind of, it happened somewhat organically. As a musician, I was working on a music video idea and trying to, you know, be inspired and going through ideas, and someone very near and dear to me brought up the mention of, you should do animals. You should, you know, something about, you love animals so much, what about the animals? So we started brainstorming, and, you know, I was thinking, I've been so affected with all of the news of the animal poaching and all of the issues going on across the world with elephants, rhinos, tigers, all of these beautiful animals. So what inspired me to do the video when he said that was just like, oh my gosh, you're right. You know, this is something that I've always been passionate about. So we decided to make a video. You know, it's a bit on the graphic side with the violence for the fact and the sake that we want to show what the animals go through. It's more of a wake up call video. It's more to educate and to really open people's eyes up. And sometimes art can be messy and not always pretty. But the point of the video started the whole thing was to really do a piece of art that was beautiful but also really affected people viscerally, and which is what we did with the video. So from there, it kind of grew into a snowball effect of wanting to get other artists and creative people and visionaries and thinkers and all kinds of people that I knew personally that were very passionate about wildlife and you know, seeing what's going on with all of the horrible things we've been hearing about in the news, and basically put our efforts together and our talents together to make a movement that'll, you know, raise awareness and raise funds to help out.
You have, right? You've got the nonprofit, and then the video you're talking about is called Weapon of Choice. Within the video and the song, you know, you are painted like animals. You can see the video online. And do you think that makes it more relatable?
Yes, yes. That was the intention of the video, was to show humans in the what the animals feel, basically, right? What they feel being stripped of their dignity, their skin, everything just for a, you know, a trinket or a pelt,
right?
Or, you know, something so trivial that will be thrown away, you know, in a year or 2 years. An animal gives its life for that. A beautiful, rare animal.
Did you write the lyrics?
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
So you can do it all.
Yeah.
You're very talented.
Thank you.
Yeah. Between all of the different talents that you have, and then all the passion that you have in this movement that you've created. And rhinos are suffering, right? They're one of the suffering right now, right? Rhinos,
yes.
And elephants for their ivory.
Yes, rhinos for the horn, elephants for the ivory. A lot of it is, we hearken it back to the Asian, you know, Chinese medicine and all the snake oil, I call it, you know, the stuff that they have no scientific proof that does anything. You know, unfortunately, old beliefs die hard. And that's the problem we're fighting against now, is trying to educate people in those countries that still practice those beliefs.
And I think I even read that rhinos, to protect them, they were removing the ivory from them. Is that true?
I don't know if you heard about the attack. There was two attacks recently. Last month, there was a baby rhino orphanage and called Tula Tula, which got attacked. Mm-hmm. And sadly, they killed two of the babies. So it was a horrible attack.
Yeah.
I mean, they're attacking people and animals now. So that happened. And then right after that, there was the attack in the Paris Zoo, where the rhino was killed in the zoo, on the property of the zoo. So now, I think, in precautionary moves, I think Germany or Belgium, somebody removed three of their rhino horns from their rhinos in the zoo just to avoid. And I mean, it's almost like it is a terrorist attack, you know, coming in at night and doing that. It's horrible.
These poachers are, they're dangerous. Yeah. It sounds like they're dangerous to everyone now and have to be stopped. And you're also working with Rhino Rescue Project, right?
Yes, yes. We're working with, right now, well, this last event, we just did our first event, actually, like 2 weeks ago now, which was wonderful. It was the gala, and we were working with two nonprofits on that particular gala to raise money to help them out. And the first one was Black Mamba APU, which is an all-female anti-poaching unit in South Africa, which I think is so cool. Empowering women and training women to protect the wildlife. I think it's beautiful. And they're out there, and they really are doing a great job, you know. But they're, again, they need more people helping. They need more volunteers. They need more provisions, things like this, that we can all help them with. They're doing the scary job of putting their lives at risk. So
they really are. Yeah. And you can see them. They look very serious.
Yes.
You can see them on your site.
Yes.
Right. And,
yes.
And can you give us your site?
Yes. It's defendingtheendangered.com. Mm-hmm.
What can people do to get involved with defending the endangered?
Well, gosh, there's so many things. I mean, we're branching out all the time. We just, like I mentioned before, we just did our first gala. Mm-hmm. So we had a entertainment, and we honored Katie Cleary. We honored William McNamara Billy, who's also a big animal lover and advocate. But we had some performances, and we had a silent auction. Mm-hmm. So we had some people donating for that, and we raised a bit of money from that. Now we are continuing that right now online. So we have an online silent auction happening right now, which is also on the Defending the Endangered website, and as well as the Facebook pages. So we've got that. But also, you know, we're just looking for people that want to get involved and artists who want to work together. I mean, we're going to constantly be creating art. We want to do a documentary, things like this. So if there's anybody who feels passionate about this, I feel like people have been kind of coming to me and finding me in ways. We're going to do more and more. I would love to do another event. Maybe not right away. Maybe take some time right now to explore more. And I want to do some more traveling and work with the animals one-on-one personally too.
I read that you grew up on a farm. Did that kind of inspire you to be compassionate toward animals?
Oh, I definitely think that had a big part of it for me. I grew up with animals. I was a little girl all by myself, mm-hmm. an only child. So I had a very vivid imagination and a lot of animal friends. And I just always had a good sensitivity with them. And I've always rescued dogs and cats. And I've worked with other rescue groups and nonprofits. I've worked with many of those. So now I think it just kind of turned my attention toward endangered animals because there weren't enough people really covering it. And it's such a broad issue.
It really is a broad issue, and there isn't enough support. So thankfully you're doing this now, and you're working with different celebrities and people, getting everyone involved. Katie is with us also. And we were just talking about you and how you got connected with John and Defending the Endangered, and you have Peace for Animals, obviously.
Yes. John does an amazing work, of course, with her first charity event that just came up, Defending the Endangered, focusing on the rhino horn trade and, of course, the elephant ivory trade, which is an epidemic, unfortunately, with the Theory Zoo and many other, poaching incidents that have happened this year. It's just tragic that it's, taken this turn for the worse, and they're now attacking zoos and killing these poor endangered, rhinos for their horns. It just doesn't make sense. We have to end it.
The poachers are becoming very emboldened and dangerous.
Yeah.
And
this is just shocking. And you found out it was an Irish gang that is notorious for doing this. But the fact that it's happened now at the zoo just kind of gives, another meaning to this fight. It's endless. It's really endless. And it's an everyday thing. So,
do you think working together that they can be stopped if enough people, enough entities join together.
I think so. I think that, we have to spread this on a global scale, and we have to get down to the syndicates. It's all black market trade and the gray market trade of endangered species. So if we can diminish that from 20 billion to 1 billion and then to zero, we're golden. But right now it's $20 billion industry every year. So, it's shocking. It's shocking for the plight of these species that really only have about 5 years left. They're saying 10, but I believe it's even less than 5 years.
It's a rescue mission now. It's a rescue mission like many others. And you produce World Animal News also. And I noticed that was National Farm Animals Day.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And you reported on that.
Yeah. We covered a lot of great sanctuaries out there. So, Farm Animal Rescue, they do such great work. And Gentle Barn and, all of our friends, from around the world that are rescuing these animals from slaughterhouses every day. Millions of animals get killed for meat. Mm-hmm. And, it's destroying our, atmosphere. It's destroying our planet. It's polluting our environment. This is the number one effect of global warming. People don't realize that 70% of our land is used to graze cattle. Mm-hmm. So imagine, methane gas is 20 times as strong as carbon from cars. And people think that, it's the carbon emissions, it's the cars, it's everyone's got to go electric. It's not necessarily that. That's a big part of it. But it's more about our meat consumption. So if we just, it's going to be hard to get everyone to stop eating meat. But if we can introduce more of a plant-based diet, maybe, eliminate, one or two meat meals a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not asking for much.
If slaughterhouses had glass walls, everyone would be a vegetarian. It was Paul McCartney who said that.
Yeah.
People would not eat meat.
Yeah. Or if they had to do it themselves.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing is that,
that's true.
Try to do it yourself and then see how far you get. See if you're going to eat that animal.
Oh, but right. Exactly. Also wanted to ask you about Shelter. Give Me Shelter. That's also your documentary.
Yes, it is. And, actually I'll make the announcement today. It's the first official announcement. we haven't done this before, but we just signed the deal officially mm-hmm. with National Geographic. So Nat Geo Wild bought the film, and they're going to be airing it this year. So, you know, we have yet to find the air date. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted, but they're going to re-edit it, and it's going to be from 90 minutes to 45 minutes. It'll be highlighting the same issues, and we're really excited to have Nat Geo as a partner this year, Nat Geo Wild. So, yeah.
Great.
I'm very excited.
That is incredible.
So you guys are the first.
That's great news.
Yeah.
It is.
Exciting.
Yeah,
very exciting.
Absolutely. Between your documentary and then also John with your video, which is very impactful. You guys are really working together and defending the endangered and peace for animals. I love the idea of women warriors.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what you guys are. You know?
I think it's wonderful, you know, speaking about, you know, breaking news and everything on World Animal News, we highlighted Taiwan that just banned mm-hmm. the dog and cat meat trade. And this is a huge step for Asia, you know, with the Yulin Dog Meat Festival taking place, you know, in the spring and summer every year. So the fact that Taiwan has, you know, taken the lead, and yes, mm-hmm. it's an island. It's much smaller, of course, than China, but it is, you know, a part of China.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hong Kong is right there as well. And Hong Kong also led the way with banning dog and cat meat, but just in Hong Kong. So I think that with Taiwan now taking the lead on this, I think we have a chance to ban dog and cat meat across the board in Asia. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a couple years to do it. But I believe that we have to keep pushing, and they are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just have to keep getting out in the media and, you know, doing shows like this and spreading it on World Animal News, you know, doing whatever we can.
There's another piece of legislation that people should be looking at, right, Katie?
Yes. This legislation was presented by Don Young, who's notorious. He is the one who passed the legalization of hunting bear cubs and wolf pups in their dens in Alaska. And this is a bill that's presented in the U.S. called the African Elephant Conservation and Legal Ivory Possession Act, H.R. 226. And if this bill passes, it legalizes the trade and possession of African elephant ivory in the U.S. And that means that trophy hunters can trade and bring it back. And it's a really terrible, terrible bill, and it could put elephants to the brink of extinction, if not bring them to extinction, along with rhinos, because it's associated with rhinos as well. So this is incredibly important. And John, what are your thoughts on this bill?
This is, like you said, it's a very important bill. We have to stop this from passing because it's just so counterproductive to what we're doing as far as conservation efforts goes. I mean, it's saying anywhere that illegal or legal trade is where with horns and tusks and anything like this is bad. I mean, we just need to stop this practice, period. So for them to encourage people and you know, say it's okay to do it one place, it's so counterproductive. We need to stop this.
Thank you so much for stopping by Defending the Endangered, John Mack, and also a Peace for Animals with Katie Cleary.
Yay!
Thank you.
Go,
thank
ladies.
You.
Thank you.